Hits.com. With Dave and Scrady coming at you with the sounds of the Rhyolite Sound, who is a Las Vegas-based group. And joining us from Las Vegas, Nevada this morning is our weekly contributor writing for Gaming Today and possibly another publication coming up very soon, Rob Misch. Rob, welcome back to the show, man. How are you now that the book has been officially released? Are you getting like inundated with requests from across the country like, hey, come on our show, come on our TV show, sign your book here?
Big time, but I tell you what, nothing makes me happier than 31-3 over Oshkosh.
Yes!
Our War Eagles are just trampling over everybody. Lewandowski, 352. Spiker, is it Spiker or Speaker?
Speaker, yep, Cold Speaker.
170, how about that? All I can say is pour white water this weekend. Okay. Hey, Maddie, I talked to a book offshore in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Yeah?
And I asked them for a projected mythical line if our boys, our Eagles, played Notre Dame on a neutral field.
Oh my God.
And I got lacrosse -3.5.
I would take that too, and I got lacrosse with you. I'm with you on the Eagles -3. Especially
I think I gotta take the Irish plus the points on that.
Well, if it's raining, I definitely have the Eagles, I'll tell you that much, 100%.
Oh my God.
Well, brother, our boys are a dynamo.
Oh
huh?
My gosh. I'm telling you this, we were talking to the head coach yesterday. Whitewater, they draw between 10,000 and 17,000 people. For a game over there on Saturday, it's going to be crazy. The crowd's going to be wild. UWL, the number one scoring offense in Division III college football right now. It's over. It's lights out for Whitewater.
Beautiful.
So, Rob, now that you've gotten Matt so excited that he's about to have an AED heart attack thing, I've got to have my other producers come in here with the excitement of UW football. Give us a quick entry into your world. So, sports betting for winners, tips and tales from the new world of sports betting, has officially hit store shelves. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, since its release 2 days ago, it's been a number one new release on Amazon, and it's doing really well. I'm doing so many interviews; it's just off the chart. The one common thing that I'm hearing is that the title kind of throws people off just a bit. I'm glad that the publisher made a switch on the subtitle, Tips and Tales from the New World of Sports Betting. That really sums it up. But people are kind of, it's a little bit of a curveball. My agent and I, we tried to convey a few different titles to my publisher. The marketing people came back no on all of them. I finally hit a point where then you come up with whatever you come up with. I've got to finish this manuscript. I can't be sidetracked by that. So they came up with Sports Betting for Winners. It's a nice, splashy orange cover. It isn't exactly a how-to, but kind of it is through the eyes and ears of all the best and the brightest of Las Vegas, all the veterans and experts on both sides of the counter. I really try to tap into them for their expertise on what they have found that works, what are the pitfalls, what are the potholes, and I tell you what, it's been a very good response, and people have been surprised by the entertainment and the information factors that are in there, so I'm real happy with it.
Well, I'm happy for you, Rob. I'm not surprised a bit because I've read a number of your works, including The Last Natural about Bryce Harper's magical season at the College of Southern Nevada. Tim Chambers, by the way, the coach of CSN, has recently passed, and I know you've been dealing with that in the media out there, but also 11th Heaven, about the story of Ed O'Bannon really taking on the NCAA. And Rob, what I liked most about that book is, much like this one you've got now, Sports Betting for Winners, you looked at that situation through the eyes of Ed. You let him be the conduit. And now here we are, yesterday finding out that the NCAA is going to allow players to make money off of their rights and likenesses. Do you think that Ed is satisfied with this? Have you talked to him at all about that?
I haven't been able to. He's been teaching at a high school academy here. I think he teaches geography.
Oh, great.
There's another class that he teaches, and he coaches the varsity team. So he's been very busy. But I gotta echo your sentiment there, Dave, because that UCLA book, that's a pride and joy, and it always will be of mine, because once Ed agreed to participate, he had no idea, but that very night, and in fact, I've told him this, and it really surprised him, but that night that he agreed to help, I booked a trip to Prague, I went to Tokyo, I went to Bangkok, I went to New York. I had to hunt down all of his teammates from that year and talk to them eye to eye. Emails or phone calls, none of that sufficed. I had to let them know that I was serious about this, and nothing less than eye-to-eye contact mattered. So it's through all of those guys' eyes, and you can cover a team, and you can think you know what's going on, but my Lord, Dave, 20 years later, I was talking to all those guys. I had no clue what was going on in real time. It was fantastic. Yeah,
that's a great book, Rob.
I love that, and congrats on that book, Rob. That's really awesome. That's way, way cool. I got to ask you about some gambling, though. We got to get into this here a little bit. Do you like anything tonight, Rob? I mean, we picked Appalachian State minus 14.5. I also liked West Virginia plus 18.5. Dave didn't like that one, though. What do you think on those two?
Well, you got to remember, there's sometimes we might talk about games, and I might forget to slip in this qualifier. But remember, I'm the tease and fool.
Yeah,
so whatever we talk about, if I'm taking X minus 17, just consider that if I'm on that, I'm on at minus 11. So I'm always going to want that 6 points in my favor. Dave, you had the play of the week last week. I got to tip my cap to you. Appalachian State is almost as much a dynamo as our Eagles.
Yeah,
right.
They're kind of getting into that rarefied air. I agree with you.
And Dave, there's a little bit of an issue with them because they've got a few banged up kids. They've got some injuries.
Okay.
However, I still like them. I like the depth of their roster, and I really like the fact that in their past 24 games, they are 18-4-2 against the number.
Wow. That's fantastic. 18-4-2?
And I do like Baylor also. So if I play those two games, you can consider taking 6 off the spread. And I have both of those games highlighted.
Okay.
As far as the NFL is concerned, real quick, just to throw some numbers by you guys, in the past 6 weeks, the away teams, we've been hammering this, but it just keeps continuing. The past 6 weeks, away teams against the spread, 54-33-2, that's 61.8%. If you play with 6 points in your favor, that number becomes 72-17, 80.9%.
That's
something
that
you got to heed. That it was 12-3 last week, and it's just returning money by the bushel.
I love that, man. I love it. The tease and fool. You know what's fun is that with Diamond Joe Casino now in Iowa opening its operations, and they've got, I think it's FanDuel that does their betting.
Yeah,
you can now get into actually teasing things. You can start to buy points, boys and girls, and Diamond Joe's not that far away from us. So I like that, Rob.
Beautiful. Awesome.
Yeah. How about this one, Rob? What do you like on the Oregon-USC game? To me, that's another one that should be a big one this weekend. I have Oregon covering that spread. How about you?
Well, yes. They have won 4 of the past 6 against the Trojans. 2 of the past 3 have been at USC. I don't have a lot on this game. I got Oregon 30-25, right on the number. I have Oregon as a slim choice to win the game outright. I got Oregon very low on turnovers. They take care of the ball. The only thing that I question is I've had a difficult time pinning down this USC team. I've had a difficult time with UCLA this year, and in my entire life, I have always had difficulty with Notre Dame. Mm. If and when I ever play a Notre Dame game, it always goes the other way. SC has just about entered that territory this season, and so I will watch that game for fun and not do a thing with it.
We're talking to Rob Mish here from Las Vegas on our 5-star telecom talk and text line. Scrady, I want to just jump in here with something because I know you've got a couple more things, but Rob, is there any chance the Minnesota Golden Gophers at 8-0 right now are for real? Because the Big Ten is shaping up to be a lot different than we thought. Ohio State's running away with it. We see that now. But the Badgers, 2 consecutive losses, they're disappointing us. What about this Golden Gophers team? I mean, is there any chance they're actually a legit, like, power?
I hope so. And there's a lot of danger in my statement because there's a lot of heart talk in there.
Okay.
So we got the Gophers 8-0 for the first time since 1941 when, in fact, they won the national championship. I believe they are idle this week. I believe Ohio State is idle this week. And I believe if I have my
idle too.
My calendar correct, they hook up next week. So I'm going to stay away from that. I hope the Gophers are for real. I hope they can do some damage in that game, which means I'm totally staying away with it with my money.
How about this, Rob? I got two of them for you here. When you take a huge number, and I know that you'd tease these down anyways, but Clemson right now, 47.5-point favorite over Wofford. I love that. I actually like that number. And also, I like Ole Miss covering the 18.5 against Auburn. Do you like either of those?
Yeah, Matt, I think the key with that Clemson game, typically the average fan can look at that and go, Wofford? What the heck is a Wofford?
That's like me.
But that's a strong team. Look at some of the points they've racked up this year. And I know their competition is a little under the radar, and maybe you don't know that conference and that low level they play at. But they play at a high level. They've racked up high 40s a couple times. They've hit 50. I think this is a game where if you're going to touch it, take Clemson in the first half.
Okay.
Because they're going to have the first teamers out there just running roughshod. And then they're going to have some pity. Human nature takes over in the second half. They'll put the second and third stringers in there. If Wofford can come up with a field goal and maybe a miracle touchdown, take that 10 points as far as the game is concerned. That could be the difference in them covering the big number or not. But I would take that completely out of play and just do the first half stuff. What was the other game?
The other one was Auburn and Ole Miss. What do you like on that one?
Yeah, Auburn's pretty darn good. They're covering 7 of their 8 games by more than a touchdown. Auburn has won their last 27 homecoming games. So they're going to win this game.
Yep.
They've won the past 3 in this affair. But get this, they're given 18.5. They've won the last 3 by 15, 21, and 11. That's an average of 16. If there's a chance I can take Ole Miss and pump that up from 18.5 to 24.5, I would probably feel very good about that. I got Auburn winning 33-22.
Wow. I like that, man.
Yep, I like it, too. That covers the spread.
Good stuff, as always. So curious, when can we start talking college basketball? Because the season is going to begin very soon. I mean, sooner than most people are actually thinking of. Midnight Madness will be coming up very soon. When can we start breaking in some college hoop stuff?
Boy, as soon as maybe next week. Okay. I got to tell you guys, I have a conflict next Thursday. I got to fill in for a buddy of mine on the morning show on ESPN here radio.
It might
be a challenge joining you guys next week, but we can jump into hoops so soon. I'm knee deep between the book's release and doing my college hoops research.
Yeah.
I don't have time to sleep. I can tell you that in my Gaming Today debut column yesterday, I'm covering college hoops. The name of the column is The Gym Rat.
Okay.
And I pick Michigan State to beat Florida in the finale.
Really?
That's your championship.
You've already got the championship lined up.
Yeah. And I don't even screw around with just who's going to get to the Final Four.
All right.
20 years ago for CBS Sportsline, in a column 9 months before the national championship, I picked Michigan State over Florida. And to be in Indianapolis and to watch that unravel and to watch that game and to watch Michigan State beat Florida was the most bizarre experience of my life. It was a miracle pick. And on the 20th anniversary of that pick in my debut column yesterday, I went with the same thing. So we'll see if Izzo can get to his 9th Final Four and win his 2nd national title.
You know how much stuff has to add up for that to actually happen, Rob. I mean, they have to, for one, be on opposite sides of the bracket to start things off. I mean, that is crazy.
Listen, that's why it's a 20th anniversary pick.
That's crazy.
Cassius Winston is the most complete player in college basketball this year. So, with a great coach, a great player, and an easier schedule, it could happen. Rob, as always, thank you so very much. And if you're not able to join us next week, if you've got to fill in for Clay or for Ed, I'll understand. We'll give you a pass. I'm sure it's Ed, but whatever. We'll catch up with you here real soon, buddy. Thanks, as always.
Hey, thanks, guys. Go Eagles.
Go Eagles. Love it.
Love it.